It's the state of Victorian greyhound racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
Welcome back to RSN Central. We are live from Oaklands Junction for the final day of the English Premier Melbourne yearling sale, but we're about to catch up with George Ferrugia now for Off the Leash. It's been a big week in greyhound racing, on and off the track. Hello to you, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you this afternoon?
I am very well. Ash Baker, the CEO of the Meadows, will be joining us to recap the Australian Cup Carnival and also the new slot race that his club will be hosting called the Phoenix. But over the last 3 weeks during the Australian Cup Carnival, what was your highlight?
Oh, look, I think that finish in the Australian Cup, Gareth, I think that had everyone talking. It looked down the back straight that Fernando Bluey was going to get beaten by maybe one or two lengths, and the way he fought back and nearly won that race. And I think Tommy Shelby's been up for so long, and it was just a Herculean effort to go to Hobart and then over to Queensland and then to come to Melbourne and take one of our biggest races. It was a fantastic win for Tommy, so hopefully he'll get some rest and recreation now, and he'll be back bigger than ever, I suppose, for the Golden Easter Egg and into the first cup.
Yeah, I think the Harrison Dawson might be swan song having a chat to Stephen Withers there after the race on Saturday night, but he's been everywhere. He hasn't missed basically a big race feature, and that's been amazing, really, and remarkable because of where he's from and with the COVID restrictions, especially with the border shuts there into WA. So Steve Withers has done a pretty good job to make sure that he's been able to get Tommy Shelby to all of these big dances. And he deserved that big Group 1, and I think he was the first WA Greyhound to win an Australian Cup.
Yeah, he was. And yeah, your point about the Harrison Dawson, Gareth, you could sort of go into the first cup and then into a Harrison Dawson. But now what comes into play is a stud career, and I think connections will start thinking about those things as well, especially with an Australian Cup under his belt. We know there's been a lot of Australian Cup winners who've gone on to be very good stud dogs. So you've got a couple of things probably going through your mind now as the owners, and they're all good problems to have, by the way. But yeah, look, the Harrison Dawson, obviously in May, the Perth Cup in April. So as is usually the case with greyhounds, their dance card is usually pretty full, and I don't think Tommy Shelby's will be any different in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
This is Off the Leash with Gareth Hall, George Ferrugia, and we've got a special guest now on the line, the CEO of the Meadows, Ash Baker. Good afternoon to you, Ash.
Good afternoon, George, Gareth, how are we?
Good, thank you. The success there of the Australian Cup Carnival?
Yeah, big night to get out of the way on Saturday night. Great finish to both the feature races, and to be honest, pleased to get it out of the way after a pretty challenging month through COVID, etc.
Congratulations, Ash, on what you were able to achieve in those 3 weeks, especially with a lockdown pretty much in that first week. Obviously, another big announcement made with the slot race, the Phoenix, on December 18. Talk us through the process of the timing of the race. Obviously, we get really good crowds, especially at the Meadows, just before Christmas. Was that one of the reasons behind it? And obviously, the group calendar is so full at the moment that it's hard not to overlap. But just take us through the decision to make it on December 18.
Yeah, look, it was just as much about the event, George, as it was finding a spot in the group calendar. Unfortunately, because the group calendar is so full, you're never going to please everyone across the nation. But we just felt that it probably had the least amount of impact across the year, and it was the best time of year to run such an event as that, because I think something as unique as the Phoenix will certainly attract a lot of interest, and you'd expect some significant patronage at the event.
And just quickly, I've spoken to a few people who are greyhound owners and breeders who have already asked me questions about the setup in terms of the prize money from first to eighth. Has the club received much interest in the days leading?
Yeah, look, to be honest, George, it's probably caught us a bit by surprise, the amount of interest. We wanted to make the announcement on free-to-air television on Saturday night, thinking it would almost be a bit of a soft launch, but we've been overwhelmed with inquiries in the first 48 hours, including significant interstate interest. So Look, it's obviously 750,000 for first, and if you run fifth to eighth, you'll get 37,500 back. So it's a pretty significant prize money structure, and there's going to be more information to follow sort of in the next few weeks so that we can get some clear information out to everyone, basically.
And I think the best part about this race, Ash, it'll get everybody talking. It basically markets itself, but it's a race that can promote the game without GRV and the Meadows in a way putting their hand in their pocket to have a $1 million race, because that's what makes the Everest so successful. It's a self-funded race in a way, because the slots, of course, they cost $75,000 to get into the race.
Yeah, that's right, Gareth. There'll be $600,000 raised just from the slots alone. And I can tell you we've had significant interest, particularly from sponsorship opportunities, but also from commercial interest in buying a slot. So not just owners, trainers and kennels, etc., but actually businesses wanting to get involved and purchasing a slot. So there's going to be a lot more information to follow around that process, because we'll have to have an application process, and there'll be a committee involved, and there'll be some independent flavour in terms of how we go through that. But we'll have a lot more information to release probably in the next 4 weeks around that process.
And obviously putting in an application, obviously there's a little bit to play out, but that might be the toughest job of all.
Yeah, well, we didn't really know when we launched this, Gareth. Part of me, having the idea, and you know, you and I have spoken a lot about this in the lead up to the announcement, is whether or not you're going to get 8 slot holders. But I can tell you, based on the interest that we've had in the first 48 hours, I could probably run this race twice.
Yeah, I was talking to George about it too recently. I think it's going to be the least of your worries, Ash. Is that how you see it, George? I think some of the bigger kennels and even racing fans, greyhound fans, might take this as an opportunity to hopefully get a slot, and that might be able to set you up and give you so many different options, because you do have a slot in the Phoenix, George.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the Meadows GRV all know that there are a lot of people where $75,000 unattainable for themselves to actually have to put in. But what they've recognised here is that they can team up with people and start working on a deal to get a great greyhound in the race. And I can tell you, if I had a greyhound as good as a quality enough to be in a race like that, I'd be looking for someone to join forces with. Absolutely. And it's really great to hear Ash talk about the sponsorship opportunities too, because essentially then GRV and the Meadows aren't really clunking a lot of money into it. It's sort of a no-brainer with all the interest that the race is going to generate. And, you know, it could lead to, you know, page 5 stories in the Herald Sun or whatever it does. And I think it's all good for the industry. And we've got to take a deep breath here and understand that 5 years ago, the industry was in turmoil a little bit. And I think what we've done integrity-wise going forward and the innovations that are coming have been magnificent. And I think that's where we need to take a step back and have a look and enjoy these type of races that are going to greet us, especially towards the end of the year, not only for the $1 million chase, but then the Melbourne Cup, the Top Gun, now the Phoenix, a massive finish to the year. I mean, it's wall-to-wall greyhound racing, and we love it.
I personally think it's a game changer, because I think it'll get people. I know greyhound racing has had a massive surge in popularity over the last 2 years especially, but I think this is a game changer. It'll get people interested in the game once again. It's a $1.1 million race. It's a race of dreams in a way, Ash. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the deals are done, because I think that will be interesting in itself. And I might get your opinion after Ash's comments here, George, because obviously trainers in greyhound racing, they do deals, it's 50-50. You train your greyhound and they get 50% of the prize money. So there'll be a lot of wheeling and dealing going on.
Absolutely, Gareth. I think that's going to be part of the story leading up to the Phoenix. It's not just necessarily about, you know, who's in the running for $750,000. It'll be about the stories around these partnerships and how they're formed. And if it keeps continuing to go the way it's going in such this early stage, then I think this is a race you'll find that I'll be looking to build on in years 2 and 3, perhaps, if it's as big a success as we think. So hopefully this is just the beginning of you know, something even bigger. And those partnerships will be part of the reason to help grow the race going forward.
George?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, agree with all of that. It's interesting. You're right. It's a little bit different than what the Everest is in a sense that the trainers don't get that 50-50 split when you're training a horse. So, there's enough prize money on offer there where I think you could go up to a trainer and say, this is going to be your percentage for the race. The other thing is that some trainers will probably want to put in their own money going forward because they think they're going to have the best dog to win this race. So that's going to be part of the deals, I've got no doubt there. But the people that I've spoken to that are keen to get involved already have in their mind what they're thinking about, the split and who else to get involved and whether they can get syndications together. So there's going to be so many different ways. And like you said, Gareth, that just the commentary alone around how the deals are going to be set up and whether they've partnered with a certain dog is going to be massive.
The launching pad will be pretty interesting now. I don't know, we won't have the slot owners by the time that race comes around, but these greyhounds will be wanting to impress because when it all happens, obviously, the launching pad winner might be in strong demand for a spot in the Phoenix.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've seen a dog at the Meadows, and I think Ash and I spoke about it after the Australian Cup, called Aston Rupee. I don't think I've seen too many more impressive greyhounds in their start of their career. To run 29.47 at the Meadows, obviously you guys know that the record's 29.37. And the scary part was, not only was his run home under 12 seconds, which shows his strength, but when he did run in the Western Districts Derby at Geelong, he ran a very fast first split. I think he can go better than what he did at the Meadows in 5.12. I think when he starts nailing that start, he could be potentially a greyhound that could break a track record at the Meadows. And that's a big call to make, but he is an absolute gun. We also seen Silver Lake broke the post-to-post record at the Meadows in a trial. Both are heading towards the launching pad, and hopefully they're still racing in 6 months' time, because automatically they're the type of greyhounds that come into your mind about spot racing. You know, you throw in Wow and Flying Ricardo and these type of dogs as well. So, really, really exciting couple of months coming up.
Time is running out, Ash. Thanks very much for your time. Well done with the announcement of the Phoenix and the success for that Australian Cup Carnival. I thought the crowd was sensational there on Saturday night, and your club did a wonderful job to get people there under difficult circumstances with the COVID restrictions. So bring on the Phoenix. Oh, you've got plenty of good races, including the launching pad to look forward to before that, but it's going to be some year for your club.
Yeah, thanks very much, Gareth. And thanks to you and George, obviously, for your support throughout the carnival. It's relationships like that make our make the sport be put up in lights for those big races.
Good on you, mate. There's Ash Baker there, the CEO of the Meadows. Hey, George, does Shimmer Shine just win the Horsham Cup on Saturday night?
Yeah, look, I think if he steps cleanly, Gareth, he will. We all know he's got terrific records from wide draws, and his track record run was unbelievable, Gareth, because Mr. America really pushed him and almost got underneath him on that corner. He had to work pretty hard, and then up the straight he just powered away. He's obviously a terrific greyhound. The Country Cup would look nice on his CV. And, of course, that was his third track record that's still standing. He also broke one at Ballarat that's since been broken. So, yeah, look, he'd be very hard to beat.
And Alan Clayton came on RSN Central to break the news regarding the increase in prize money for the distance races here in Victoria. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously for greyhounds racing over 480 metres plus, and I think GRV have made no secret of the fact that they'd like to see some people try to breed greyhounds that can at least run the 500 metres out. That's going to be an extra $900,000 in prize money annually, Gareth. So that's pretty good news. That's for grade 5 races, but also for the tier 3 and, you know, the half-stake races that go on as well. So I think that's welcome news. From what GRV are saying, I don't think they're finished yet in terms of prize money boost. Maybe something on the metropolitan scene coming up, I suppose, in tier 3 as well. So, look, watch that space. And, I think the industry is certainly kicking goals. We just, as I said, we just need to keep in mind, especially with what's happening around the world in regards to greyhound racing. I think Australia is doing a fantastic job.
Good on you, George. Catch up with you tomorrow, mate.
See you soon.
There's George Ferrugia, and that is Off the Leash for this Tuesday, the 2nd of March.